In Unity, we have a wonderful publication that gives us an inspirational message for each day of the week, of the year, and that is our Daily Word publication. I'll ask Catherine if she'll read our Daily Word for today.
Free, Sunday, May 7th, 2023. I am one with the freeing, guiding force of God. When I think of freedom, I imagine a bird in flight, soaring above the earth. As the bird glides, it seems to effortlessly move through the air. Then it flaps its wings, moving upward and forward against the force of gravity. Likewise, I open my mind and heart and feel the freeing force of God within. This force is powerful and peaceful, and I give myself over to it. As I do, I overcome stifling feelings of stress or doubt. I trust in God, and I move forward and upward with renewed purpose and confidence. Just as a bird overcomes gravity to fly with purpose, I overcome the challenges and circumstances of my life to find my purpose and live from my divine nature. I am free. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Hebrews 13:6.
Thank you. Now, if you will join with me at home and here in the room, as we move more deeply now into a time of contemplation, meditation, mindfulness, prayer, a time where we can set aside all of the stuff of the outer world and commune one-on-one with Infinite Spirit. So I invite you to just relax, to find a place that is comfortable for you. Begin breathing deeply and allow yourself to experience the flow of the energetic vibration as I tone our singing bowl, which resonates at that chakra energy of the heart of love. And so as we each individually move into our own inner sanctuary, breathing, allowing, opening, we also recognize that we are a part of that greater wholeness of all creation. That we are a thread woven into the tapestry of all beingness. Each thread important in its own right, in its own design. We recognize our uniqueness. We give thanks for the gifts that we have that are unlike any other. And as we open our hearts to allow a connection with the infinite love of God, it allows us to release any barriers that we may be carrying of judgment or self-blame or not enoughness. We release that into spirit, knowing that every individual, every drop in the ocean is vital, beautiful, and important in its own way. And as we allow ourselves to embrace, to be embraced, and to embrace ourselves, we feel an energy then that begins to flow, for we are open to that which is our natural being. We feel the electromagnetic vibrational rate that is ours alone, like a musical note that is sung, creating a chorus as we all sing our own special song. And in this place, as we open and as we allow and as we feel this flow of spirit, every cell in our body responds to that greater awareness of its original design in the absolute realm of allness. Each cell is quickened and awakened and dances the dance of life and resonates in alignment with Alaha, the breath that is creator, creating the breath of all that is. Yahweh, Eldonai, Elohim. As we allow ourselves to be infilled, to realign and to remember our oneness, we recognize that in this place of connection, in this relationship that we create with Infinite Spirit, Mother, Father, God, that we can step forward with confidence and with faith, knowing that there is an intelligence and a wisdom that far transcends what our outer human mind can know in the physical world. It lies in this place that is of the mystery that is so vast and so eternal, and is the absolute expression of authentic love, connection, oneness. And so we rest for a moment as we experience this flow in and through all around us as us, singing our own sacred song, connecting to the song of others, dancing our dance. And so we gratefully receive these gifts of spirit and know that they are inherent within us and also without us, all around. We relax into, align with, and in this place where our heart is stirred to an open gratitude, we share in this place of oneness together in prayer in a moment of silence. And in this time, as we feel ourselves infilled and blessed, as we feel ourselves remembering and connecting into the vast oneness of all that is, in the flow of grace and beauty and light. From this place, we take this moment to bless our friends, our loved ones, family, our communities, our world. And so we take this time to speak aloud through that heart intention and the power of the spoken word, the names of our loved ones, people, places, situations we would especially bless at this time. Mary Lou, Jim, Mary Beth, Lisa, Zizi, Kathy, Karen, Bob, Sue Ann, Richard, Jolene, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Teresa, Kim, Vicki and Evan, Tamara, Colleen, Tim, Alex, Chrissy, Susan, Kevin, John, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our beloved community, caregivers everywhere. And so we give thanks through the power of the spoken word that goes forth, that the activity of spirit is energized and activated, affirmed and blessed. And we say thank you, God, in your name we pray.